You're listening to Classic Business with Michael Avery, brought to you by Altron, there when it matters.
So not quite Michael Avery this evening, myself Kirby Lakranji from Rexalam Invest. Joining me now is Sean Seeger. He's the co-head of Netgroup Investments Cash Solutions to talk more about some cash solutions that are available to investors this evening. Well, good evening, Sean, and thank you for your time this evening. Is it true that South Africa has a mature and a very well-developed money market here locally?
It does. The money market fund industry began in South Africa in the 90s, and it's very well established, a couple of hundred billion rand. In fact, a lot of the users of money market funds have migrated towards income funds, but the concept of using a fund as a cash building block as an alternative to call accounts has really taken off, especially amongst corporates, insurers, medical funds, and individuals too.
So you're talking about corporates. I mean, if one talks about, not today, but potentially in the past, corporates would have just left their spare cash potentially in their call account, I'm assuming.
Yeah, typically corporates are not in the business of managing their money. They focus heavily on what they do, making things or distributing, etc. But the role of the corporate treasurer, the profile of that role has increased over the years. And one of the functions of the treasurer is to make the assets work, the liquidity work, the cash work. So cash is in amongst that. And they've latched onto these money market funds because the proposition of a money market fund is that it can give you the yield of a fixed deposit with the liquidity and access of a call account. It's very convenient in that it's a one-stop shop. It gives you exposure to all the banks. You don't have to shop around for the banks yourselves. You can feed off the scale of the asset manager who runs the funds. They're comfortable that it's a mature industry, as you say. Most of the funds are rated by external rating agencies and heavily regulated. So it's a very good way for corporate treasurers to actually park cash and make it work at the same time. It's a convenient and easy mechanism.
Would you say, I mean, you obviously have a bit of a look through into corporates' balance sheets and, you know, the understanding of how those are structured at this stage. Would you think that today corporates holding on to more cash on their balance sheets than they have in previous years?
I would say so. Not every single one. As you mentioned earlier, a lot of corporates are in trouble and the gearing has caught up with them. But as a whole, corporate South Africa does have a lot of cash on its balance sheet for various reasons. And one reason is when the corporates lack confidence, they don't do the expansions, they don't invest in stock, they don't invest in new factories, etc. So that cash that would have typically been applied to those things waits. It sits on balance sheet waiting for the right time to pull the trigger. The second reason is that corporates get nervous for... You know, it could be that they're labor intensive. If there's a big strike, they need working capital to ride them through. So that's another reason that they're sitting on cash. But ironically, when times are tough and companies are not expanding and they don't have what we call new business strain, they do have higher cash generation than normal because they're not using some of that cash for expansion, for marketing, etc. So the cash generation of corporates in bad times can actually increase.
So how does one go about, I mean, I'm assuming you identify a corporate and they have money on the balance sheet at the moment, and it's not necessarily going to be required from a business expansion perspective, but I'm assuming there's a certain amount of advice work that needs to occur before that gets contributed to a money market solution. I'm assuming that also that, you know, you might use a short-dated money market solution maybe for near-term cash or for immediate cash, but you could potentially have solutions that have that assume a little bit more risk for longer-dated cash.
The beauty of these money market funds is that they provide the yield of a fixed deposit. And let me explain why. The fund itself, a typical money market fund, is regulated and says, on average, that fund cannot hold more than 4 months' weighted term to final maturity. The longest dated instrument that fund can hold, a typical money market fund, is 13 months. So the fund itself is invested along the curve. It's invested in some paper, let's say that's 9 or 10 months, but it also has to hold a lot of short-dated paper to keep the average down at 4 months. And so when a client or corporate or whoever it is invests in a money market fund or buys a money market fund unit, they are effectively exposed to fixed deposits, underlying fixed deposits of roughly 4 months. But because the funds are very liquid and hold a lot of money on call, they can come and go on the same day, literally the same day. So there's no need for a client, even with a longer term objective for their money, to use a fixed deposit, because the crossover point of a money market fund and a fixed deposit is about 6 months. Some of our funds is closer to 12 months. So why would a client lock their money up for 5 months when they could actually get a higher yield and have immediate access?
So Sean, what kind of yield pickup can, I'm assuming we're talking about a specific money market fund over here. It's a NedBank money market fund. Just give us the name quickly of that
fund. We've got a range of funds, but it's right. The Ned Group Investments. We're the asset manager of the NedBank Group. Yes. The Ned Group Investments Cash Solutions, yes. And we run a range of funds with different mandates rated AAA, AA plus and AA, depending on the underlying mandate. So right. AAA is the bomb-proof one, AA plus is pretty bomb-proof, and so on.
Okay, so what kind of, let's assume on AAA rated type paper in a fund such as that, what kind of yield pickup can you have over call for something like that?
It's around about 1% at the moment over and above call. But when we talk call, we must remember that the call rate quoted by banks is the, and I use 6.5 at the moment, is the rate available to the very good corporates, the top corporates. Banks don't necessarily want money from corporates at the moment because of the Basel regulations. They'd rather have deposits from retail investors. It's more stable. And because of that, they will pay up. They'll pay the retail investors higher interest rates. So our AAA fund is called the Ned Group Investments Prime Money Market Fund. And that fund is not mandated to even hold South African banks. It only holds international banks issuing in rands in South Africa that typically are rated higher than the country itself. So that is a very, very low-risk fund when you're not allowed to hold Standard Bank or Nedbank paper. But a typical money market fund is exposed to the big four banks. Here, it gets a AA-plus rating. Yes, it's fairly concentrated, but it's a one-stop shop to an array of instruments issued by the big four banks. That will give you a pickup of about 1.25% over call. The advantage is it's giving you diversification, one-stop shop to all four banks, fixed deposit type yield, call account type access.
What regulation underpins money market funds?
I mean,
what
they are collective investment schemes, yeah. So they are regulated by the CISCA, Collective Investment Schemes Control Act.
Right, so they're fully regulated as far as this is concerned.
They are, and because they're trusts, Kirby, they have a trustee, an independent trustee. So a typical structure is that it's a unit trust, it's a trust. The fund manager, and in our case it's Ned Group Investments, are the manager of that unit trust. And we have a trustee, again, in our case, that's Standard Bank. So it's pretty tightly regulated. Being in a bank environment, obviously, there's a risk and compliance person behind every tree.
Absolutely. The yield pickup that you could get from something like your bottom-end fund, which is the A, what kind of yield pickup does one get from the over and above call?
So that is a one-day notice fund. It yields 1.5% above call for 1 day notice, and that's rated AA.
Okay, and that's rated
that's
AA.
Called the
and obviously that's something
fund, yeah.
Right, and that's obviously something that's a little bit, I mean, in money market terms, a little bit racy, but not really.
Yeah, that fund has been very popular. It's grown to 53 billion rands now, which is a very sizable fund, and people are using it from all spheres as they get more comfortable with it.
Well, that was Sean Seeger. He's the co-head for Ned Group Investments Cash Solutions, joining us this evening talking about solutions specifically for corporates. This is Classic 102.7.